A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
In slow motion, a dark brown horse gallops across a dusty landscape. Brown hills stand in the distance with snow-capped peaks behind them. The horse's mane and tail fly out behind it as it runs. Its powerful muscles bunch and ripple beneath its glossy coat.
Looking at a horse when he's standing still looks magical, but when he's running, you know, just like they should have wings.
A blue-eyed white man wears a 10-gallon hat and a white neckerchief. The horse gallops past. The view soars over a rolling, scrub-covered landscape. Text appears, a Netflix documentary. Pale horizontal stripes mark the exposed red rock hills in the side of a mountain. A Barry Linen dress code production. A title appears, My Heroes Were Cowboys. Copyright 2021, a Netflix documentary, a Barry Linen and dress code production. All rights reserved. Fluffy clouds hang in a blue sky over distant jagged peaks. Produced by Chris Pine. A white horse leads three dark brown horses down a slope. Directed by Tyler Greco. The horses gallop away, leaving a cloud of dust trailing after them. The man in the hat, Robin Wiltshire, approaches a white pickup parked outside a stable. A light dusting of snow clings to the ground. He drives.
There's a lot of horses I've been given on this ranch that were problem horses that other people couldn't handle.
Load up, boys!
Once you start working them and you find their niche, what they're going to be and what they can do, you know, they fit in quite well.
Robin leads a horse in a paddock. His son Patrick faces us.
No one can classify themselves as a horse master. My father can classify himself as a horse trainer because he's trained horses to do incredible feats.
In a covered training area, Robin faces a rearing horse. Then his wife, Kate.
It's not just someone doing a trick. It's like they become really good friends.
Smile, guys, smile.
Horses bare their teeth.
But you lose the Robin that I married for a little while. But it's worth it to see what the result is, the magic that he creates.
A horse sleeps over a paddock fence. A zebra hops up onto a stump. A Clydesdale with shaggy legs balances in the middle of a seesaw. Outside, Robin squints and gazes ahead intently. A dark horse with a white mark on its forehead runs past. It dodges left and right. Robin mirrors the horse's movements. He watches as it kicks out its rear legs.
When you get a new horse and you don't know what his history was, sometimes it takes a little bit to get across that edge. Some of the wildest horses that you come across and you get them and you see that spark in their eye and they're wild. You know deep down, you can see it in their eye, there's a better side to this horse.
In the paddock, a dark horse approaches Robin. He strokes its forehead. In a small rectangle of archival footage, a man rides a bucking horse.
I grew up with horses always around me.
Robin raises a door in the enclosed space.
I was raised in a little country town in Australia.
Childhood photos.
I wasn't small, but I would be called the runt of the litter. I didn't speak that well. I couldn't read. I was a loner. I was happy with a horse. When you can't communicate with other people, you're ostracized a little bit. That's why I was pushed to my grandparents to try to change my life, which it changed my life.
A pocket watch adorned with embossed horses hangs by a black and white photo of an older man.
I looked up to my granddad and he had a stern voice and, you know, he's a highly decorated war hero and he'd been in the Light Horse Brigade in Australia, you know, and it's such a huge honour to fight for your country on horseback. But I've never seen love in my granddad's eyes.
Always ate at the table together.
and then he'd look straight down at his food, and then he'd look up again and just look straight through you. That stare. Just before he passed away in hospital, and he still gave me that look.
In a black and white photo, a lanky man holds a sash reading Mount Isa Rotary Rodeo.
And it's always been at the back of my mind, you know, what my granddad had said to me, you know, you'll amount to nothing.
A low sun silhouettes Robin sitting in profile on a porch.
My grandma was very soft-spoken. When I was young, I would look at a book instead of opening up and going from the top. I would start from the bottom, and she said, now start from this side here and then follow it down again and again and again. And I think that's what's helped me pass this on to my training. You know, it was that repetition of doing it. She said, believe in what you are. And if you want to do it through the horses, do it. Just be very gentle with them, and they will give back a lot more love to you.
Robin strokes a horse's forehead. Then, a clip from the film Shane.
You know, I like a man who watches things go on around. It means he'll make his mark someday.
More film clips feature John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, and others.
I would say I was about 10 or 11. I went into this movie theater, and I was mesmerized. You know, it was so large, the screen, it's just wide, and the animals running towards you, and the whole attire, I mean, the hat, the boots, and the scarf, especially the mannerism, how they got on the horse, you know, it's just like, oh, wow. I went back the next day.
In a clip, a horse briefly lifts a man on its muzzle.
Every time I watched a Western with a horse doing something unusual, you know, I'm going to copy that and just see if I can do it better.
Robin works with a white horse in a grassy paddock. Kate watches.
My first trick was the lay-down position because I wasn't that big to get on the horse, so I had to teach him to lay down so I could get on him.
Good boy. Whoa.
The horse lies down.
I wanted to get into the picture business because I wanted to train horses, but
all the lots in Hollywood got rid of all the horses because it was just after Star Wars.
Westerns were done.
A wooden cabin from a film clip stands abandoned and rotting on a grassy rolling plain.
Moving 10,000 miles across the world to America, it felt like you just had a brick drop right on the back of your neck. I'm not going to make it. It's over.
Fire blazes.
It was still a desire to stay here and work it out.
At night, Robin walks toward a burning wagon. In the daytime, he ambles along a wooded path.
Once I got to Wyoming, I knew this was home.
Scenes flash of striped red rock, snow and waving grass. Water sinks into a hoof print.
Getting up early in the morning, and I think it was the first morning after pulling the truck wagon in on this little lot and seeing my horses right there with me. There was no going back. It was my dream to train.
Robin rides a black horse over dried grass as a light snow falls.
My third horse was Juniper, and which changed my life completely. When I looked in Juniper's eyes, there was a little bit of a sadness there. Even though it might have been in his past, I'd seen something bigger. That horse was so smart. He had that gift.
Juniper, a chestnut horse with a white blaze, rears.
Juniper had this wonderful rare. He had great balance. Unbelievable.
Juniper carries a hat.
A horse like that, it only comes once in a lifetime.
You like Robin? Hey, you like me?
Juniper nods. Of course
you do.
Light illuminates a wood-paneled room lined with framed photos.
When I got here, even though the Westerns had finished, but these old cowboys still were alive. It was about 2 years later, I run into Darrell Winfield. Wow, that's the Marlboro man. He was the real deal.
In a photo, Darrell rides. A hand turns on a projector.
Darrell said, Robin, I've heard you've got a horse that can rear. Can you put a rider on him and can you cue him behind camera to rear? I said, well, I've got Juniper over here.
was definitely in my first audition. I got the part. I got a job.
In a print ad, a man rides a bucking horse. In TV ads, a horse rolls on its back. Another horse falls under a rider. A horse rears. Robin wears a slicker and rides a horse across a stream. Text appears on projector footage. Budweiser. A Clydesdale kicks a football. It flies past a second, rearing Clydesdale. A team of Clydesdales cross the Brooklyn Bridge. A Clydesdale jumps a fence. A puppy trots in front of several Clydesdales. Django Unchained. Jamie Foxx rides a pale galloping horse. Rocky IV. Sly Stallone pushes a horse-drawn sleigh. Robin's horse continues crossing the stream. Inside, storyboards rest on a desk.
When you get storyboards, you look at them, you go, wow, okay, I think I can do better than that.
In archival footage, Robin carries a whip past people in period costume. Outside, a Clydesdale kicks a multi-sided block.
Good. Good boy!
I know, especially my horses, and they all enjoy working. You know, they find their niche.
A horse twirls a lasso in its mouth.
I think when you get on set, you know where you started from with the horse, the building blocks that went into it, and that's when the orchestra comes out. He's performing in front of you, and he's performing in front of that camera. He's showing off his art.
Good boy, good. Kick, good boy.
A Clydesdale kicks a football.
First lesson's pretty good. Smart horse.
Robin leads a white horse with a braided mane and tail into a small paddock. He leads a Clydesdale towards the seesaw.
Come on, young lady. Come around.
1 second on camera, when you look into it, it's weeks and hours of training.
Come on, come on, come on.
Horses jump a fence.
Good kids,
I use a whip, a pointer, and it's not there to touch the horse. I use a pointer, or I would use a lunge whip as a sound.
All right, here we go, guys.
It's just to guide him to go away
good
from
kid.
You.
Good kid.
Or come to you.
Come to me. Eye contact is very important with everything. It's just like a human, when you first meet a person. Good.
The white horse pours a square of good cloth on the ground.
Good. Okay, you found your mark. Pirouette. Come.
You might be right-handed, I'm left-handed. And pirouette. That is exactly the same pirouette with a horse on each side of his eye. You got to train with one side first.
Good.
And then
good
go to the other side.
Good.
Once you got both eyes, then you pirouette can cue them from anywhere around
pirouette
the camera.
Pirouette. And good gal. Bravo, bravo. That was beautiful, Em. A pirouette is so graceful, and they can hold their front feet where she'll pivot all the way around. It's like going out into a waltz.
The white horse turns in circles, pivoting around her front hooves. The blue, cloud-dotted sky spins overhead. Robin rides alongside a group of horses.
And when you've got both eyes in sync, it's just like playing the piano, because they're playing their music in front of you. Imagine the power you'd feel if you had 50 horses charging toward you.
The Clydesdale jumps onto the seesaw.
Oh, you're a big girl. I seen this in a circus book when I was a kid. Clydesdale standing on top of a teeter-totter like this, and I always wanted to recreate it. I just want to get it to balance it now and just hold the weight. Steady. Nope. Daddy.
You have to gradually let them feel, smell you, and then you've got that touch with them.
Two white horses climb up onto a low platform. A pale horse trots past Robin, backlit by the low-hanging sun. A group of horses moves forward in unison. In slow motion, a greyish horse leaps over a barrier.
I'll look back on some of the magical stuff that I put together with horses. You know, if it's not on film, it's like it never happened.
The Clydesdale balances on the seesaw.
Ah, look at that balance. That's balance. Yes!
At night, an orange moon hangs just above the horizon. Lightning forks through the dark sky above. Glowing orange embers swirl around Robin's red cowboy boots. Kate, Patrick, and Robin sit outside around a bonfire near an old-fashioned wagon.
A Paragon Pioneer is a person that's living in the present but believes in the past as well. Sometimes you feel like you've been there before.
Oxen pull wagons, one covered and one uncovered, across a grassy plain. Robin rides alongside the oxen.
Welcome, welcome. A little bit of history here, guys.
Robin is very passionate about recreating the old Wild West. And we're all proud of it because we all participate in some way.
Robin and Kate ride side by side. Robin and Patrick work together to yoke two oxen.
The cowboy dream is dying off, but for my father, no, he's definitely a full-blown cowboy.
It makes me feel like when I first got to America, I just want to keep it alive.
He walks beside the team of oxen.
Welcome, boys, welcome! Paint your wagon, come along, Father Greenwood got a song. We're going home, baby!
A yellow Labrador rides in one of the wagons. In bright sunlight, Robin tosses a small square of hay from a truck bed onto the ground. A group of horses runs toward him from the distance.
My horses, when I talk about them, I say the kids are out together because they are kids. They're my children, even though I've got Patrick.
Kate leans against the hay truck. Robin runs his hand along the reddish-brown flank of a horse. In archival footage, Juniper picks up a hat with his mouth.
When I first got Juniper, that horse taught me so much of being patient and being humble and excited. He would do better than I had ever thought an animal could ever do. And you only have to show him once, and bang, he got it.
Robin lies next to Juniper. Juniper pulls a blanket up over him.
He built me, and he built this ranch.
Robin ascends a low hill holding a rounded rock.
Juniper was getting old. He was in his 30s. The young man that I had here signaled to me. He said, you know, you better come in. I think Juniper is really, really sick. He must have hung on till I got home, and I got there and put him in my arms and just knelt down there with him and, you know, give that last little whinny, and it was gone.
Robin kneels and bows his head. He wipes his eye. He sets the rounded rock on the ground and stands staring down at it. Inside, he sits at a desk and looks at the storyboards.
I watch in his eyes. Remember that.
I will.
Outside, he leads horses.
Come on, guys, light up. Come on, school time. Mrs. Parker loves to give smiles. Mrs. Parker.
A horse bares its teeth.
Good gal. Good gal.
Once the horse gets the spark, I'm the flint, and all of a sudden, the animal just comes alive and he's got it.
A cylinder spins, creating an animation of a racehorse. Flames consume a storyboard. A frame of the storyboard depicting a horse standing alone blackens and burns. It gives way to an identical shot of a pale horse standing in a grassy paddock before a pastel sunset sky. Robin opens a door. A horse leaps over a paddock fence. Robin looks around the rolling, scrubby hills. Three black horses rear in unison. Robin walks along the grass. Four horses gallop over red earth dotted with greenery. Hooves pound through mud. The storyboard mounted outside on a wooden frame continues to burn. Robin walks ahead in the direction of the distant mountains. The four horses ascend a steep rocky slope. A large group of horses runs along an open undulating landscape. Low sunlight glows golden behind their streaming manes and tails. Robin stares ahead. The storyboard burns. The galloping horses each leave a cloud of dust in their wake. In slow motion, hooves kick up dirt. Dust settles over rocks. The empty wooden frame burns. Robin squints. In slow motion, a hoof presses into dirt. A glossy black horse lifts its head.
As much love as you can put into them, they're going to give it back to you. But if you can stand there and hold that, like, it's a world.
Robin stands on a grassy plain, facing an orderly line of nearly two dozen horses. The scene cuts to black. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Liz Gutman. Voiced by Karina Sindicich. Credits. Featuring Robin Wiltshire, Kate Wiltshire, Patrick Wiltshire, Director of Photography, Joe Victorin, Editor, Olivia Wiki, Original Music by Alex Schiff, Emily Mosery, Executive Producers, Ian Gottler, Aaron Fahey, Dan Covert, Andre Andreev, Tyler Greco, Joe Victorin, Joel Lige, Jim Mascarella. More credits roll. Copyright 2021, Netflix Worldwide Entertainment, LLC. All rights reserved.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.